This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. It just got easier for landlords in Colorado to evict tenants. CPR's Sarah Mulholland explains.
The U.S. Supreme Court struck down the Center for Disease Control's eviction moratorium, which was set to expire on October 3rd. That means people applying for rental assistance through a federal aid program need to hurry. Zach Newman is an attorney with the Colorado-based Eviction Defense Project.
Now they're in a race against the clock. And the real question is, will they be able to get their application in, get their application processed, and get that check to arrive before they get evicted?
The government has been slow to get money out to tenants and landlords. People do have 30 days, instead of the usual 10, to respond to an eviction notice. That state order expires next week. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Boulder County public health officials are warning drug users about pills containing dangerous and potentially deadly additives, including fentanyl. The county counterfeit pills are designed to look like medications that can get you high, like oxycodone and Xanax. But fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that's about 50 times stronger than heroin. The Boulder County Health Department recommends drug users carry Narcan, which reverses their overdoses, and they warn never to use drugs alone. Recent rainy weather has some local governments stepping back fire restrictions. Both Rout and Grand counties will now allow campfires in official fire rings and picnic areas. And from downtown Denver, you're listening to CPR News and KRCC.